This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Early is best when seeding small grains in spring, seeking to avoid the hot temperatures of summer, which can limit yield. SDSU Extension Agronomy Field Specialist Clarence Winter believes soil moisture is a concern.
A lot of folks are kind of on the edge of the field waiting for something to happen, waiting for maybe a moisture event, but that timeline is kind of tricking down, and we need to be aware of that and set ourselves up for the best kind of success in spring wheat.
One strategy for seeding in dry soil is planting a touch deeper than the usual inch to an inch and a half depth. If equipment allows, banding fertilizer at planting is favored over broadcast for greater efficiency in dry conditions. Winter reports variety selection is also key, with the South Dakota spring lines well suited to our environment.
Our SDSU varieties are spring wheat varieties. Carl Glover does a really good job of having that drought tolerance as kind of his emphasis when he's creating a new variety. In my experience, it seems like the SDSU varieties are a little bit better when it comes to moisture availability, and they have a little bit better growth pattern that you would come to expect with a little bit better drought-hardy or drought-tolerant spring wheat.
As for winter wheat, it's breaking dormancy. Winter states the crop was seeded into better soil moisture than the previous autumn, but moisture is a concern now.
That means that our seeded wheat looks better, but it's going to have the same issues that spring wheat does inevitably if we don't get some moisture here soon.
Winter advises assessing the crop for any winter kill, and if top dressing, fertilize prior to a moisture event if possible. For greater details on wheat management in spring, visit extension.sdstate.edu.